Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the podcast. Whether you are a returning listener or if this is your first time tuning in, we appreciate that you stopping into the Sharp 600. And thanks for getting ready for week 14. Crazy that we're already at week 14. Here's what's going to come at you over the next 600 seconds or so. We're going to follow or fade Joe Osborne back there. We're going to debate my favorite bets for week 14. Joe's going to pick one to follow, pick one to fade. We're also going to get into my favorite bets for Thursday Night Football. Maybe a bit of a stinker, but we've got a boosted SGP from Bet365 for that, and it's going to make it very interesting. One that I think has some claws in an otherwise kind of ho-hum kind of game. And then Aaron Waterworth, the trading manager for Bet365, he's going to run that two-minute drill and take some rapid-fire questions about betting Week 14. Before we start the clock, we ask that if you like what you hear and you can find a couple seconds, please go and rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you use to listen to us with. That's much appreciated. It helps us kind of climb those ratings and talk to more sports bettors like yourself. All right, let's go lean and mean in week 14. 600 seconds on the clock, please. Our buddy Joe Osborne back for another game of follow or fade. Joe, I feel like our follow consensus bets have not been great the last 2 weeks.
Very inconsistent.
Tony Pollard did us dirt. I think we missed it by like 3 yards. I think that was it last week. We get back on track here, though. I've got four bets that I like for week 14. Joe selects one that he's going to follow. He also has one that he doesn't like, and we're going to discuss why. So odds courtesy of Bet365, which are subject to change. I got Baltimore -7, under 47 in Titans and your Dolphins. Jacksonville, Cleveland, longest field goal made under 46.5. That's -115. And then Carolina +3 on the first half spread visiting the Saints. So give me the follow bet this week, Joe. Let's get this follow bet back hot.
Yeah, a few ugly ones in there. And I think I'm going to follow the ugliest of them all. And that's the Panthers, the +3 first half number there against the Saints here. So the Saints decimated by injuries right now, and they're getting absolutely lit up in the first half of games here this season, or lately, 24 points allowed, 14, 24, 14, 20. That's just in the first half of their last handful of games. This is a spot they've been bad in this spot at home all season. 0-5 against the spread in the first half at home. They haven't had the lead at the end of the first half at home yet this season. Now, you take a look at this Panthers team, and yeah, they're going to get absolutely blasted when they're playing the Cowboys, the Lions, the Dolphins, teams like that. But they've been fairly competitive versus other bad teams and average teams. I would call the Saints right now a bad team. Jameis Winston, I know everyone loves the guy, but what we've seen to him hasn't been very good this season. And the Saints have no pass rush whatsoever. Maybe a good spot for Bryce Young to put some stats up here, at least in the first half, hopefully. So, yeah, I will tail you on that one, the Panthers in the first half.
Okay, because my first initial bet was actually Carolina +6. I made this one earlier in the week, and this line has come down as low as 4.5 right now. So I went to the first half here, knowing that Carolina can run the ball, and that's what I think Thomas Brown is going to want to do. It's what he did against Tampa Bay last week. It worked well. Chuba Hubbard did really well. He takes on a softer run-stop unit in the Saints that are giving up 4.8 yards per carry over the last three. And then Roach, their big run-stopper in the defensive line, he's out as well, too. So some big gaps here. I think Carolina can kind of just play that methodical pace, chew up a little TOP, keep the scoring down low. And like you said, with Jameis Winston coming in, he's a high-risk, high-reward quarterback. However, this Carolina secondary got a big boost with a lot of starters back the last couple weeks, and I think this defense is a little better than what we've seen, or at least how they're being measured in the market right now. So I'm with you on this one. I like Carolina. +6, like I said earlier in the week, I like them to keep it close in the first half as well, too. All right, give me the fade for week 14.
I'm going to fade your Baltimore Ravens pick. The Ravens, they're a great team, but they have a crippling habit of playing down to the competition. Check this out. They are 1-8 against the spread in their last 9 games as a favorite of 7 or more. They're also really bad after their bye. A lot of people like to pick a team. Hey, they're coming off their bye. Great spot. It hasn't been a good spot for the Ravens lately. 1-4 ATS after their last 5 byes, so maybe a little bit rusty. Meanwhile, you have the Rams here. 3 straight wins. They're playing their best football of the season. And they finished strong under Sean McVay. 18-9-1 against the spread in December under McVay. So they tend to get better as the season goes on. And I think maybe they're just hitting their stride and they can come into Baltimore and give them a game.
See, for me, this was an automatic bet for me before I even looked at the way that these teams matched up. You have the Rams as high as they've been. Like I said, three-game winning streak coming off. This is a letdown opportunity for them. They're playing a 1 p.m. kickoff, which is 10 a.m. back home. They got to come all the way to the East Coast, and it is going to be terrible, terrible weather in the DMV. We're looking at a lot of rain. We're looking at crazy, crazy wind. Wind gusts, 45 miles per hour. Sustained wind, 25 miles per hour. Matt Stafford, a quarterback, does not play well in outdoor games. And then you throw all this weather and early start time at him as well, too. This is an offense in the Rams that wants to attack. They're fifth highest in completed air yards. I just don't think they're going to be able to move the ball through the air at all. It shapes up for just kind of a mucky ground and pound game for Baltimore. And I think that's what we'd like to see. Like I said, they're coming off the bye. This is the healthiest we're going to see the Ravens all year. They've been plagued with injuries since week one. Now they finally get healthy on both sides of the ball. This market too also trending up 7.5. So I like grabbing Baltimore here -7 at home in what is going to be nasty, nasty weather. Not La La Land weather by any means. Team 600 teaser. I'll start us. I'm gonna piggyback on this one. I'm gonna take the Ravens -7 and take them down to -1. Just win this game outright at home. What do you like here for a teaser leg?
Let's go to Monday Night Football. Take the Packers down to 0.5 in New York versus the disgrace that is the New York Giants.
All right. Timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you'll get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, let's hold our nose here. Thursday Night Football, Pats and Steelers in historically low total. This is why we have sports betting, though. We're going to spice it up with my best bets for Thursday Night Football. These odds courtesy of Bet365, of course, and they are subject to change. We're going to go George Pickens, longest reception over 18.5 yards, -150. Pickens' longest reception prop takes a tick down with Trubisky and the Patriots lining up here, but I'm not sure the adjustment is valid. It's at 18.5. It's down from 20.5 the past 2 weeks. However, he's topped his longest reception prop in 7 of his last 10 outings. And in Trubisky's short sample size under center, he's targeted Pickens quite a bit, and we saw him hit him for a long of 22 yards versus the Jags, hit him for a 25-yard game against Arizona last week. Pickens averages 17 yards per reception on his own, so I think he can get one for at least 19 or more here. We're not asking much. We got Bailey Zappi, longest completion, over 31.5 yards, -115. Maybe a contrarian play, but despite the low total, Zappi's passing projection is pretty positive when you stack them up against his prop totals here. Some places calling for 200 or more. And it has to do with his propensity to push the ball downfield more than Mac Jones. And this is something that Zappi actually said to reporters after the loss to the Chargers. He said they came out of halftime. They said they wanted to make longer, deeper throws. And he did that. He hit a couple longer throws. He had a couple just miss as well, too. He's had success with that. That game, too, last Sunday was played in the rain and in the wind in Foxborough. This one not having any weather impact. And as good as the defense is for Pittsburgh, they have allowed 47 passing plays of 25+. That's the fifth most explosive passing plays allowed this season. So I like him to go over 31.5 yards for his longest completion. Deontay Johnson, touchdown anytime, +300. I like this one. He is the most targeted receiver for the Steelers in the red zone, despite only playing 8 games. And he's drawn targets when Trubisky has been under center. Of course, he caught a touchdown last week at the end of the Arizona game as well, too. And this is a guy that's normally priced out in that +200, +260 range. But since this game has such a low total, he's +300. I think he's the live guy to find the end zone here. So if you like those bets and you want to make things a little spicy for what could be a bland game, I got a good SGP here with teeth. We're going to take Pickens, 50+ receiving yards. We're going to take Zappi, 150+ passing yards. And we're going to take Deontay Johnson to find the end zone. That same game parlay adds up to +1,400 at Bet365. They're going to do you better. They're actually going to boost this to +1,600. Find it over at Bet365. 2 minute drill time with Aaron Waterworth of Bet365. Aaron, we got to get this Team 600 teaser back on track. I got Baltimore down to -1. Joe took Green Bay down a minus half. What do you like here? Closes up.
Thanks for having me as always, Jason. I'm going to take San Fran minus 4.5 at home this week.
All right. Sounds good. I mean, that San Fran minus whatever right now looks pretty good.
Exactly. I'll take that. I haven't used them at all this year, so it feels like a good week to throw them in there.
Good stuff. Some big wins, some big losses in week 13. Now that the smoke has settled, how is it shaking up the Super Bowl odds heading into this week's action?
I mean, San Fran, the big mover, down to 3-1 from 425. You see KC and Philly drifted out to offset that move. The biggest movers from the outsiders, Green Bay, Indianapolis, Atlanta, they're, you know, rank outsiders to just outsiders now, maybe slight contenders. But San Fran, the biggest mover at the top of the market, obviously.
East Coast, a lot of bad weather. How closely do you guys monitor this stuff? Which games have already seen the most movement and adjustment based on the potential rain and wind that we're going to see?
Yeah, but it's always have to take weather into account, especially with the, you know, northern and northeast teams. Mm-hmm. This weekend, you know, a lot of rain being forecast and more so wind, which can even be obviously worse than rain. Cleveland, Jacksonville down to 30.5 from 36.5. Baltimore and the Rams, 44 down to 40. Chicago, Detroit now 41.5 from 44.5. The spreads on the dogs there are also seeing movement relative to the lower totals.
All right. Let's get this one out of the way here. Patriots, Steelers, you and I talked earlier in the week talking about this really low total. Give us some insight into that market. Where's the sharp money for Thursday Night Football?
All the early sharp money and kind of continuing still on the 35 opener, now down to 30. I think everybody has to ask themselves here, are they going to get four touchdowns and a field goal between them? Three touchdowns, three field goals. It doesn't look good. I still think this drops, but we're seeing more unders even still at 30 than we are overs. And the spread of money line is just huge action towards Pitt. Not a lot of faith in New England from the bettors.
All right. And then we've got some nice games on the Week 14 board. Any action of note for Sunday slate?
Yeah, you definitely see more of the focus from the betting going to the more competitive games. Rams have... they've been liked at plus 7.5. That's now down to 7, though we're seeing a little bit more split action. The total was liking the under there. Tampa Bay, Atlanta, probably the most split of all the games. Lots of action on both sides. Buffalo, KC, early action on Buffalo, but we're now seeing some buyback on KC at 2.5. Philly and Dallas, the main plays there, the over, gone up to 52 from 48.5. Dallas seeing the lion's share of the spread and money line action there as well.
All right, I know we've probably gone over here, but give us that best bet for week 14. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Buffalo's team total over 23.5.
Oh, it could be a fun game in Kansas City. So
I see a shootout there, so I'll take Buffalo there. The trends seem to be going a little more towards Buffalo, a little bit away, Casey.
All right, that is it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Dell, and thank you, Joe. Thank you for listening. A reminder, too, when you get a second, please review the Sharp 600 podcast. We appreciate that feedback. We will be back next Wednesday for NFL Week 15. Until then, good luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you'll get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.